Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We're going to come from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9.
Be holy.
All right. Listen, we're going to go right back to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9, and we're going to talk about Christ today. Christ is a spirit. Christ is a spirit. We've known Christ in the book, in the Bible, as Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ, being a man from heaven, if you will, is basically what he is. He was born on earth, but he came from heaven. So the flesh that we call Jesus Christ, that flesh is called Jesus Christ, or Jesus of Nazareth, or Jesus Christ. And so, but before he was flesh, he was spirit. And so in the spirit, he's called Jesus Christ. And so here in the verse, or in the book that we're about to read, we're going to read these verses here in the book. It says Christ. We're still talking about Jesus Christ. Before we couldn't see him, now we can see him. And then we can't see him after that. So you have the spirit, he comes down to earth, and then he's a man, and then he comes back up to heaven or the spirit, and now he's a quickening spirit or a spirit. So you understand, spirit in heaven, flesh on earth, spirit in heaven. So he came down from heaven as a spirit. Now he's a flesh and blood on earth, and then once he dies, he goes back to being spirit. And when he died, he left gifts. And those gifts are and were wonderful. So let's read Ephesians chapter 4. We'll start at verse 9. Notice that it says, talking about the scriptures, he ascended. This clearly means that, you know, Christ also descended to our lowly earth. Number 10, and the same one who descended is the one who ascended higher than all the heavens or in all the spirit. So that he might fill the entire universe with himself. He didn't come to fill the universe with flesh and blood. He didn't come to fill the universe with blood. He didn't come to fill the universe with Skittles. He didn't come to fill the universe with pork rinds or fast food. He came to fill the entire earth with who? Himself. That's what he came to do. It wasn't about the dying. The dying was a part of it, but it was all about God being in his people. God wanting to be in his people. So, let's see, fill the earth, fill the universe with himself. Verse number 11. Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. And then he starts naming them: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. Those are the gifts that Christ, or God, Jesus, left after he ascended. So he descended down on earth, forgave the world of sin, ascended back up, and then gave us these gifts. These gifts are the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. So, what most people tend to do is they say, hey, there are no more apostles now. Hey, man, I don't know where you get that from, but that's how you believe it. That's how you believe it. When God opens your understanding, you'll understand a little more. People call themselves apostles now. That's fine. I don't have no problem with that. The only way I know that you're an apostle is if you do what the apostles did before you got here and you never met them, because those apostles were actually taught by God. And if they were taught by God, directly by God, you are supposed to say and do exactly what they did, because you would be taught by God also. Because in order to be an apostle, you have to be taught by the Lord. You have to be. You can't just go and say, oh, I'm going to study to be an apostle. I'm going to do this and that and the other to be an apostle. No, the apostles were actually taught by God himself. Jesus being the chief apostle. You see that? I made a turn on you. Jesus being the chief apostle. Who taught that flesh and blood that we saw that was born on earth? God taught that flesh and blood. Everything they say. If you think about it, just go back and read it. Jesus said, I say nothing of myself. Everything I say is not mine. Everything I say is not mine. I did not say these things. I did not come up with these things. The Spirit, the Father, he told me to say these things. He showed me to do this, or he showed me how to do that, and he had me do this, but it was really not him doing it. It was the Father doing it. He said, I do nothing of myself. See how careful you have to be when you actually read the Bible. You can sit there and say, the Bible says, but you got to know what the Bible means, Bible means, Bible means. And the only way you're going to get what the Bible means or what the scriptures mean is if God tells you what they mean. No man can teach you what the scriptures mean. Only God can teach you what the scriptures mean. So all I can do ever, somebody's, you know, being smart now saying, well, why are you on the radio teaching? I'm only teaching and hoping while I'm teaching that God opens your ears and gives you understanding from what he says, not from what I say. Because I'm going to miss words. I'm going to misspell words or misquote words or whatever. But God can actually get you to hear everything that he wants you to hear and then give you the understanding that you might understand the scriptures. And the scriptures actually say that. They say that you cannot understand anything unless God give it to you. Matter of fact, what did James say? Well, the Spirit through James says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him do what? Go to college. No. Take a technical school course. No. Study the internet. No. Listen to Leonardo on the radio. No. It says if you lack wisdom about anything, it says to ask God. Ask God. And if the apostles had to ask God, and the apostles were taught directly by God, if you're going to be an apostle, you have to be taught by God. If you're going to be a bishop, you got to be taught by God. Trust me, you won't make it without God. If you're going to be a prophet, you have to be taught by God. You have to be spoken to by God. You cannot go to the school of the prophets to get anything. God has to teach you. God has to teach you. You are not going to bypass and sidestep God. God has to give you everything that is spiritual. That's why you can't worship God unless you worship him in spirit and in truth. No man has the truth. Only God has the truth. I don't have any truth. No man, not even your pastor, has truth. No preacher has truth. Only God has truth. The preacher can only talk and God give him what to say. The preacher don't own no part of truth. No preacher. Now, I know there are a lot of preachers listening, but I beg you to hear what I'm saying. Just hear what I'm saying. You don't have any truth. Only God has the truth. And if you want the truth, they can't come to the preacher to get it. They can only go to God to get the truth. Now, somebody else says, oh, wait a minute. It said, how can you hear unless you have a preacher? Exactly. Because the preacher is going to say what God says if God taught him. So every preacher is not a preacher. A lot of preachers actually go and be, you know, study at seminary. And if that's what you want to do, you can do that. You're free to do that. But don't ever expect to be a preacher just because you went to seminary. No. Mm-mm. You become a preacher because God teaches you to become a preacher, because you'll be a gift to the people. God came down and then went back, and then he left gifts after he went back. So those gifts are the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and the teachers. So if those are the gifts, if you're going to be a gift to the people, God has to teach you. You can't be a gift to the people and God not teach you. You can't go and get all my downloads and all the tapes from somebody else and go to this famous person that preaches and go to another famous person that preaches and get all their tapes and all their downloads and all their YouTubes and all their streams. You can't do that and get an understanding from God. God has to give you the understanding. Now, if you're listening to those tapes and God begins to give you the understanding, great. But most people think that they can buy understanding. You cannot buy understanding when it comes to God. You can buy an understanding when it comes to being an engineer. You can buy understanding when it comes to being a doctor. And really, if you really think about it, you really can't be those things either unless God allows you to be those things. But you can study up on those things and get a job. But you cannot study up on Jesus and get a job. Some of the certain church organizations saying, you want to bet? I guarantee you I can get a job if I study up on Jesus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you won't be a gift to the people. So you have a job, but you're not a gift. If you want to be a gift to the people, like God says, you have to be taught by him. You have to be. There's no way around that. You can't go any other way. You have to be taught by him. And most preachers don't want to be taught by God, because when you're taught by God, people don't like you. And most people want to be liked. I understand that. I understand that. People just want to be liked. Life is short, and you don't want to have to go around life with people hating you. Life is hard enough. I understand that. But if you're going to come into this realm and say that you are going to be a preacher, you're going to listen to God, you're going to follow his instructions and tell his people what he says, then you have to be taught by him, and you can't study that thing. You remember the story where the gentleman saw that the Holy Ghost was given by the laying on of hands, and he asked them, hey, can I pay for that gift? Who do I need to pay? Who do I need to write the check out to so that I can lay hands on people and they receive the Holy Ghost? And he got in trouble behind that, because these things don't come from money. These things don't come from everything being right in your own mind. These things don't come from that. All spiritual gifts come from God, not men. Not men. And if I could ever get people to understand that. Matter of fact, if God could ever get them, because see, I already know. No matter what I say, you're not going to understand what I'm talking about. I already know that. I already know it. It's the foolishness of preaching. That's what the scripture says. It's foolish for me to sit here and preach to you. But I do it under obedience, because God tells us to do it. And I make sure I say exactly what he says. I don't add anything. I don't say what I think. I don't ever tell people what I think, because what I think don't matter. And I'm telling you, if you're going to be taught You got to be taught by God. If you're going to be a gift, you got to actually follow him, because he has to do all the teaching, not the preacher, only God.
Be holy.
Come on, everybody, let's talk about it. Up from the grave.
Jesus rose with a mighty triumph for this world.
Jesus.
Jesus rose
from where?
From the dark of
and what did he do?
And he lives forever.
Yes, sir.
With the same
new all right, let me sing about it.
All right, listen, we're back. We're talking about Christ being more than what you think he is. And if you're going to be a gift, because he came down from heaven, stayed time on earth, and then went back to heaven. And when he went back to heaven, he actually left gifts. And those gifts are to the church. They're apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. Those are the gifts that he left. Those are the gifts that he left. So if you're going to be any of those things, you got to be taught by the Lord anyway. So you can't be taught by anybody else in order to be a gift, because God, that means if you're a gift, you came from God. God had to make you who you are so that you can actually tell the people what God said. Now, why do we even need the gifts? What's the responsibility of these gifts? Is to equip God's people to do the work and to build up the church, the body of Christ, because the church is the body of Christ. The church is not just an organization with a 501c3, whatever, tax exemption. That's not the church. The church is the body of Christ. The church is the people that do right by other people. The church are the ones who love God and no one else. The church is the one who treats their neighbor right, their brother right. They treat people right. That's the church. And you can only equip the church with the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. Now, if they're the gifts, they have to come from God. They're the gifts. They're the ones who are supposed to build the church. They equip the church. They equip them. Huh? But if they don't equip the church, then what are they doing? Taking dates? Going on excursions? I'm in this city this week. I'm in another city next week. And I'm flying out to this city on another weekend. We're preaching and we're preaching and we're preaching and we're preaching, but you're not equipping. You have to equip the people to do the work and build the church, the body of Christ. 13, this will continue until we all come to the such unity in our faith and acknowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord. Measuring up to be the full, complete standard Christ. And so we're not going to do, we're not going to change anything until we come into that unity. We have to come into the unity. Such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord. Most Christians are not mature in the Lord. I understand we're giving you time to get it right. But most Christians don't even want to be mature in the Lord because they want to do their own thing. And I understand that because, you know, a lot of times following others, you get disappointed and you just want it done right. But you can't do it right if God don't talk to you and God don't reveal things to you so that you can actually be right. And the only way you'll be right is if God sends those gifts. If you look through the scriptures, you'll find out when God sent the apostles or a pastor or someplace. And just watch what they do and say. And then see if our American preachers do the same thing. Again, when I say that, I'm still giving them time to get it right. I'm just saying as of today, if you just take what American preachers say and then line it up with what the preachers of, matter of fact, just line them up with what Jesus said. Let's just see if that lines up. If we line them up and then see the differences between the two, you'll see where most of us American preachers have veered off into something else. We have. And the job is stressful enough without us veering off. Having a church in the United States, that's hard enough because it's not hard from the government side. It's hard from the people side. Because most people really don't want to change. They really don't. Even though the gift is there. God came down, forgave sins, left the gifts back here to teach you what you need to know so that you can continue to build yourself, the church, the body of Christ. But they really don't want to change. They really don't want to build anything. It takes a certain mindset to build a thing. They have to want to build a thing. If they don't want to build a thing, Lord help us. Lord help us. If they don't want to work in church, Lord help us. I mean, what else is there to do? I mean, we work everywhere else. We should build the kingdom of God. See, we don't do a lot of editing here. We just go straight. If we should be trying to build the kingdom of God is what we should be trying to do. But over time, most people get, you know, disenchanted with it because they've tried it for years and they kept running into people who didn't want to work and people who didn't want to change. And so they say, and you know, they throw their hands up and say, you know, throw in the towel. And what's the use is what they ask. What's the use in having a church when people don't want to change? I ask myself that all the time. I ask God that. God, why do you even waste time with us? Why don't you just wipe us all off the earth? Because we don't want to do right. We don't. All right. I'll go back. If we're going to change, we need these gifts. If we're going to be the church, we need these gifts. If we don't want the gifts of the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers, if we don't want those gifts, who else is going to teach us? Because God's going to send us to those people that he's speaking through. He's always going to send you to the people that he's speaking through. He's never going to send you to the people who really don't have him on the inside. People who really don't want him. He's not sending you to them. If you're honest, if you're sincere and you're asking God because you want to know, he's not going to send you to the wrong preacher. You know, people have to come to grips with change, and the change starts in them. And if they don't want to change, Lord help us. Lord help us. Now listen, Christ, like I told you, we're gonna talk about Christ. Christ is more than a baby in a manger. Christ is more than a man being mistreated and then killed. Christ is more than miracles. Christ is more than just words, mere words and a name called Jesus. He's more than that. Christ is a spirit. Where that spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. If you want to be free, all you need is Christ. And you will be free if you're honest. But if you're not honest, you won't be free. Listen, Christ is much larger and much more than we've ever thought that he is. Christ is not a character in a book. Christ is much more than that. Christ is more than the resurrection itself. He's more than that. And if he's more than that and he's trying to give you the gifts or give you the knowledge that you need, it's best that you chase after that knowledge. It's best you chase after that knowledge. Christ is not a junior God or God Junior. Christ is God. The Father, that's him.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.